Today's this gathering of dhikr, this halaqa, within this gathering there are some specialities, some special qualities and features. And that is, obviously we know that today is the night of Jummah, the night of Friday, and it is the night of barakat and blessings, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. But apart from this, aside from this, the special quality of today's gathering is special, is that this is our majlis, and this is our annual gathering of dhikr, the annual, which every year we did the ijtama. This is that gathering, this is our annual ijtama, the yearly ijtama. You will be surprised and you'll be thinking for sure, what sort of ajeeb, weird, what kind of ijtama is this? That until the pavements outside, the place was full. And what sort of ijtama is this? There's no advertisement, no one has been invited, announcement, no call, no one has been invited or told. No advertisement has gone out, and no advance notice, no food has been prepared. So what sort of ijtama is this, you'll be thinking? But the reality is this, that all of these things are secondary, fine, okay, alhamdulillah, according to the time. But it's not the objective, is it, of the gathering of the ijtama, the annual gathering. The objective of the ijtama, the annual majlis, is this, that Allah's mercy, barakah, blessings, grace and mercy. That's the objective. And these things is not dependent on Allah's rahmah, karam, His mercy, His blessings, His fadl, His grace. Doesn't depend on these secondary things. Rather, it comes about due to other things. It's not due to quantity. It's not that there's a big gathering and then it has to be the annual gathering. If there's more than this quantity of people, then it's the annual gathering. This is Allah Ta'ala's selection, Allah Ta'ala's decision, Allah Ta'ala what He ordains. That, for example, is it due to food? And then the gathering has, that is it the same in Madinatul Munawwarah today as it was before? At this moment in time, in Riyadul Jannah, is that same rush there? Or tawaf, where mataf is, there's no place to sit. What is all of this? This is all the decision of Allah, the guidance of Allah. And we have to be pleased with Allah Ta'ala's decisions. Allah, we are happy with what you've ordained, what you have planned. So will Allah give us ijazah to come to the masjid? If He does, we'll take it. If you say something that you cannot come to the masjid, if that is what Allah Ta'ala ordains and decides, then you'll give us that thawab in the home, in the house, because it's the thawab, the rood. But if a person becomes brave, no, we have to go to the masjid, definitely we have to go to the masjid. Yes, don't show bravery in front of Allah. Rather, Allah wants humbleness, sincerity. Remember this. And who told us this? That Allah Ta'ala's decisions, that you can earn more over and above that? No. Allah Ta'ala has closed this for us. And He has selected this way. No, you cannot come now. So we have to listen. No, we have to be, I'm going to go to the masjid. We have to earn the thawab. We have to do this. Now who can challenge Allah and compete with Allah? Insan, always he should submit to the plan of Allah. We aren't aware of Allah's hikmah, wisdom. Allah, our objective is your ibadah and your pleasure. What do we need from the masjid? What do we need from the Kaaba? What do we need from those great sacred places? For us, everything can become the Kaaba if you are pleased with that. It's Allah's way. Allah, what is your hukam at this moment in time? If you say, go and stand there in the jungle and prostrate to me, then we are happy. We will obey. We will submit. Don't you see that Safa Marwa, that does it make sense to run at those specific posts between Safa and Marwa? Does it make any sense? The mountain, is there a mountain there? The mounts, the people are running between. Take your clothes off, you have to take your clothes off. If you go to Arafah, Mina, sit down, sit there, spend the night there. So what do you know? Throw the stones, throw it to Shaitan. Where's Shaitan? All of this is what? This is the the deen, the path, the Allah, whatever you order, instruct, we will do that. That's it. That's our objective. And we cannot compete. A person who tries to become brave and he competes and challenges, he's the biggest foolish person. The most foolish person. He's not brave, he's foolish. We should always be happy with Allah's decision and plan. So this gathering isn't dependent. It's not, you could say, maybe prepared as the annual gathering. So the gathering is not dependent on the secondary things. So what's our objective of the gathering? If this was our objective, then we wasted our time before. What was our objective? Understand. And then the second point, that a gathering doesn't become due to these things. Allah's rahmah, Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, Allah's grace will only come with quantity of people and secondary things. No, Allah Ta'ala has said a very beautiful thing. Allah says that I am with you according to your desire and your want. Subhanallah. Allah says, my servant, whatever he desires and wants, I go with that. If three people are sat and you have that desire that you are only able to do this much to have the gathering, Allah, we are doing ijtima. This is the annual gathering. So Allah Ta'ala's fadl at that time, Allah said, the same rahmas, they descend at that time. Subhanallah. But if you have the right intention, if you have the intention, Allah, I want to pray tahajjud in the morning. I want to, I'll prepare for tahajjud. I'll set the alarm. I've got the intention, the plan, the preparedness. Allah Ta'ala puts me to sleep. I can't hear the alarm. And I wake up, stand up. And you feel sad then, isn't it? You missed. Allah Ta'ala says that I know your desire, you wanted to pray tahajjud. Go, I've given you the reward of tahajjud. Subhanallah. That's why the pious preachers have stated that if a person, even in the old age, he thinks, how will I become hafiz? Totally not. Have the intention, have the desire, request to Allah, this is your Quran, I want to do heaps of this. I don't know if I can do it. Start reading. Start learning. Alhamdulillah. Whichever state and condition you pass away in, Allah Ta'ala's rahmah is not dependent. You will be addressed as the hafiz of Quran. Subhanallah. So many doors Allah Ta'ala has opened. Allah says it's all based on your desire, your niyyah, your intention, your preparedness. And the name of niyyah is tasawwuf. This subject of Islam, all life long, a person, he's striving to improve his niyyah. This is tasawwuf. So I can clean my niyyah, purify my intention, purify my thinking, because everything will generate from thinking. You're sat in the masjid all night long, but my niyyah is not for sitting in the masjid. What will I attain from this? What am I doing? There's pride, takabbur, other wants. So will your sitting in the masjid be successful? Big hadith. You read this, ulama ikram, respected scholars, they tell us, what will it be? The alim will be called, and the other person will be called, the person who was the shaheed, and the person who spent in the path of Allah, they'll be called, but Allah throwing back in their face, Allah khabir and basir, Allah says, you gave your life, your effort, your energy, but it was not for me. Allah says, so this is such a great fact that we have to see here, the hadith ahsan that we study, the biggest point is ahsan. That you have iman, aqidah, belief. But the biggest thing that gives a person the right path is his niyyah, intention. Now, what's our niyyah for ijtama? What is an ijtama? A gathering, people will come, people will see, they will praise and say, oh, what a big gathering, lots of people, he's a great sheikh, he's a big peer. Subhanallah, where's everything gone? That gathering is gone, the money's wasted, your wealth's wasted, your time's wasted, your efforts are wasted, everything's gone where? Down the drain. Down the drain. Enjoyment is this, that even today, if we sat today with that success desire, alhamdulillah, that we should have that passion now, that zeal now, that jazbah now, that same feeling, the same emotion, wallahi, I'm sat in the masjid, totally I feel like that right now, the same way. I thought prior that today this majlis, from the morning my emotions have built up and generated and improved. Yes, the situation is a little bit different. Then all the illness went and the deficiencies went and my energy came. Subhanallah. Yeah, I can't speak enough and I wasn't capable of speaking enough a lot. Energy wasn't there. But what is this? That you don't look here, that we can't do this, we can't call this, we can't arrange this. No, the action we did at that time and we have to do today. What is the crux of the matter? What is the real intention? What is the ijtama, the annual gathering, the majlis? Why do we do this? And for example, in our Naqshbandi order, Alhamdulillah, we've seen that when the Khanqa Hazrat Fazal Ali Qureshi Rahmatullah Ali of Satin, Khanqas from his generation till now, even till today, in his Khanqa every year, the Ijtima, in my Hazrat Sahib's Khanqa, every year the Ijtima takes place. So what is this event with the Fadl of Allah, mashallah, every year? We have it here as well. So this year, how come we leave it without the majlis? But this was Allah's plan that you are going to do the majlis, the annual ijtima. This is the way I want. Say subhanallah. You're not going to eat today. You're not going to make noise or advertise or announce. But definitely you will have the ijtima. Subhanallah. Do you understand what I'm saying? Does this affect your heart? Yes. Why? Because what is your niyyah? What is your intention? Why do we do the ijtima, the annual gathering, the ijtima, the majlis? What's the reason? I remember a hadith at this stage. And I'd like to present, if I can present that in your service, the respected scholars are here, they will align me, correct me. This is a very famous and well-known hadith. You study it, you read it, you're aware of it. I think possibly Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates this hadith in Fazali Amal. This hadith is present. So the hadith goes that the gracious Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on one occasion, he was out, he was going somewhere, and where did he pass by? He passed by a gathering of the Sahaba, the companions. He passed by their gathering. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw them gathered, and Rasulullah said, "That this, why are you, my beloved companions, for which purpose are you gathered together? You have this majlis. For which purpose is this? For which reason are you together?" Obviously, there was going to be a majlis where the Prophet ﷺ was passing by. I'm presenting you the meaning of this hadith. Why are you sat here? Why are you gathered here, my companions? And obviously the Sahaba was surprised that the Prophet ﷺ is asking, maybe there's some special reason. Rasulullah ﷺ is asking that why we sat here. Why are you sat here, you people? Why are you sat here? So the companions, the Sahab, obviously they were with manners and adab, and they could not bear that there was a question mark on something. The Sahaba, maybe they were a bit afraid. They said, "Oh, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we're just paying gratitude to Allah, grateful to Allah, and we are gathered here, oh Allah ta'ala. We are, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we are here, we're doing shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're grateful. The reason for being grateful is that we are all sat down, we're discussing one point. We're sat on one basis. We're doing dhikr for this reason, we're doing dhikr, we're remembering. For which reason? Because we are just remembering Allah on one point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us hidayah on Islam. Allah Ta'ala sat us on the platform of Islam, and such a great Nabi came, and he made us ummatis, member of his ummah. So this great mercy and favor of Allah, we are grateful to Allah, and we have thought that the best way to be grateful is to remember Allah. We are doing dhikr of Allah. This is the hadith. So why do you do ijtama? Why do you gather together? Real purpose, that we gather together to be grateful to Allah. We're grateful to Allah that such great silsila of our pious predecessors, they worked their whole lives to purify us, to clean us, to teach us. Those pious elders who worked so hard on their deen, tazkiyah, purification, they spent their whole lives in the khanqa for their murids, for their disciples, to clean their hearts, their lives. Then, so who are the mashayikh? The pious predecessors, day and night they worked hard at this makhluk of Allah, the creation of Allah, that the platform of the deen, the objective of the deen, to clean the heart. This is the life of the mashayikh. They don't see day, night, they spend their time, their life in the khanqa, they serve people, they help people, they assist people to purify their hearts, clean hearts. Alhamdulillah, the fairs, the blessings have come to us from our pious elders in our sister. Look at this country, our dirt, our imamas, our beards, our salah. Were we capable that our heart, could you ever imagine that the purification that's coming to heart, where's that come from? That which markaz, which focal point, that in Bolton there's light and noor in this country, in the world, this markaz, the focal pivot, has come from Gadai Sharif. Gadai Sharif Sheikh, where did we get him from? Allah, I got him from Miskinpura. From Gadai Sharif, go back to Miskinpura. And I got him from Musa Zai, the Sheikh before that. I know Musa Zai Sheikh, where do you? I got my Sheikh from Afghanistan. And from Kandahar, Kandahar person, where did you get your Sheikh from? Subhanallah, goes back, goes back, goes back. Ask, where did you get it from? That, yes, I got it from where? Subhanallah. Siddiq Akbar. Siddiq Akbar, where did you get deen from? I got the deen from the heart of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. So are we so stubborn today? Are we so weak today? Don't we have the akal and the understanding that we're so busy and occupied in the work of the dunya? We're happy if we're something that's valuable in the world. We make it, we come and we celebrate it. And subhanAllah, those people whose efforts have taken us out of Jahannam, sent us to Jannah, should we sit down and pay gratitude to them? Say subhanAllah, to be grateful. I'm doing tasbih of this hadith to you that the Sahaba Karam did. Same way, to be grateful to our pious elders, Murideen like us, we gather once in the year, and for those great personalities, we send ithale thawab to them. We are grateful to them, to Allah, you send these pious elders in our order, and they purified us, tazkiyah, and they gave us the deen, the light. Do you understand? This is the ijtama, the annual gathering. And when this gathering takes place, Allah's rahmah, mercy automatically comes, just like the people before us. Just like there was 8,000 or thousands, the same rahmah, mercy, wallahi, the same fadl, the same grace, the same mercy, the same blessings, and the same number of angels then is now today. The same. Why? Why? Because it's connected to that name, that niyyah, that gathering that you gathered today as you were before. The thawab we will send to Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband rahmatullah, Hazrat Salman Farsi radiyallahu anhu. And this thawab of our deeds today will send to Hazrat Mujaddid al-Thani rahmatullah, Hazrat Mirza Mazajana rahmatullah, Hazrat Khwaja Masoom rahmatullah alayhi, Hazrat Fazal al-Quraish rahmatullah, Hazrat Dost Muhammad rahmatullah, Hazrat Usman Damani rahmatullah alayhi. All these due to them, we are doing these today, Allah, we're remembering you. Allah, we send the ithal thawab, Allah, elevate their status and instill nur into the grave and put fares onto their grave. When the servant is shakir, grateful, Allah says, such servants of mine, that someone they sat in the masjid like the Sahaba Karam, and they're grateful to me, remembering my name, and after being grateful to me and remembering me, Allah says, you are sat for this purpose. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I'm happy. The same hal is present today. Allah will ask us, you're sat for this reason. You are grateful for the ni'mah that you've got of the deen due to your pious elders. That's why you've come here today, or is there some other reason you come? Wherever people are sat, don't worry, you are not at loss. Whichever corner of the world you have joined and connected this gathering in the ijtama, today the color of this gathering is different. The situation is different. The characteristics are different. It's the same ijtama. Different time, different year, different thought. Don't you feel, brothers? The same rahmah, same mercy, same karam, same blessing that we had in our previous ijtama, Allah in the same way will give. Same way is giving. Same rewards, rather more and more than that we will attain. Yes, because Allah looks at khalis niya, no riyah, no showing off. There's no showing off. There's no pomp, no glory, no grandeur, no numbers, no quantity, no advertisements. Oh, today's gathering is fantastic. Lots of people came. Will people say that? So many people. What a khalis, sincere, pure, clean majma today, subhanAllah. How fortunate Allah Ta'ala seated us in this gathering today. So today that same call that in Masjid the Nabwi, Rasulullah SAW asked us, are you sat for this purpose, my companions? The same question reverberates today. The Sahaba, they will be afraid. Allah, have we done something wrong? Wallahi, we sat for this reason. Ya Rasulullah, we had no other maqsad, no other objective. Rasulullah said, don't worry, listen to the glad tidings. Subhanallah. I have come not to tell you some bad news, rather I'm surprised myself that you, what I can see, you cannot see. What I can hear, you cannot hear. What I No, you don't know. I'm speaking to Jibreel alayhi salam. I can see him descending from the heavens. I'm telling you this hadith. So Jibreel alayhi salam just came to me just now. You don't know, but I can see this. Jibreel came to me and he said to me that, subhanAllah, these people, the sahaba, your companions, you know what they're doing? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst the angels is proud of these people. Proud of your companions. Today, same way, same basis, ijtama. Today I said this is with the fadl of Allah, a special gathering. So my brothers, selected people, mashaykh ikram, our pious elders, they're not minor personalities. They come to guide the world. Today we see silsila Naqshbandiya Mujaddadiya. Who is Mujaddadiya? What is their silsila? Who was Mujaddad? Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani after 1,000 years. Don't you know the history of Islam? That in the whole of India, subcontinent at that time, the scenario was different, darkness, and what was happening in the world at that time. Look at the history, pick up the kitabs and read. Kufr, no deen, no iman, no belief. Deen was changed. La ilaha illallah, Akbar Rasulullah, he said. Akbar said, believe in me as the Rasul, Khalifa. La ilaha illallah, Akbar Rasulullah, he said, prostrate to me. He changed the deen. Bidat, innovations. And big alims at that time, Fazi and other scholars, look at the history of the Muslim ulama. An alim at that time, a scholar, that he did tafsir of Quran, that without extra points he wrote tafsir direct. Such great ulama, respected scholars, and people sold their deen at the name of that time, the name of the king. And they said, yeah, he's right, the king. And people like miskeens, the fatwas come amongst them, tell them, where will iman go in that generation, in that era? The alim is saying this correct, is permissible, it's okay, happens, or does it not happen? So at that time, the ulama, they joined with the king, they followed his orders, they changed the circumstances, and there was no deen, there was no religion, halal was haram, and haram had become halal. Deen ilahi of Akbar the king. But sunnat ilahi is what, brothers? Every Nabi came in such a dark time. Allah Ta'ala continued to send his Anbiya, the prophets, the darkness times when deen would finish, but the final prophet had come and gone. So then would the silsila of dawah end? Would the practice of dawah end? Allah Ta'ala kept it alive. Whenever the darkness prevails over the eras, the generations, the times, deen will spread until Qiyamah. Whenever the tough times came, Allah Ta'ala on that portion of earth would send his wali, his friend, his dost. Subhanallah. And he would revive the sunnah at that time. And he would revive the deen, and the sunnah would come again, the naqabs would come again. And naqabs come in such a way, the whole generation, the naqabs are visible. Yes, subhanAllah. You know, today, do people joke against the naqab? Don't they all wear naqab now? They who are joking, this is the planning of Allah. No one knows better than the wisdom of Allah. Who can laugh? So the wali of his time, when he comes, they have to follow him. Because Allah selects him. They're selected people, the walis of Allah. The awliya Allah. Those who are selected, but they don't say, is he right? Sayyid, Faruqi, he, she. No, no. My husband, what was he? He wasn't Sayyid, Faruqi, nothing. He had no pre-title. Allah selects. Whoever Allah Ta'ala ordains and selects, then he becomes the wali of his time. The wali of his time. There is no standard in the eyes of Allah. Sayyidi, Faruqi, Siddiqi, or this knowledge, or this pre-criteria, if the world acclaims him. No. Everything is based on the decision and the selection of Allah. Allah can take the deen work from whoever he wants. He can select who he wants, bring forward who he wants, and choose whichever portion of earth he wants to revive his deen. From before today, who knew that decades ago there will be masjids on this earth, dhikr of Allah on this earth, Naqshbandi silsila, the springs will gush forth. Who'd know that the Sharia and Sunnah will revive from here? Who knew this decades ago? Did anybody? So for this work of the deen, Allah Ta'ala selects the wali Allah. And he who is selected, the pocket, the prison cannot pester him, the kufr cannot pester him, no negative conditions can surround him. Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani, when he stood, he was one man. And around him was kufr in the whole of the generation. Read the history. Don't you know the situation? That same king, and that wild king, and the worst king of that time. And he had power in his court, and his people, and his followers. Allah created one of his walis, sent him. And Allah's selection is the greatest. And that time we needed someone strong and brave. And just like from the Sahaba who had that, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu had the bravery and the strictness, and he was stood steadfast. From the family of Faruqi, Allah Ta'ala selected another Faruqi. Hazrat Shaykh Ahmad Faruqi, obviously that jalal and that, you can say, firmness you'll see in every Faruqi. For the deen, the person who follows the deen, in every true, sincere Faruqi, you'll see those traits and habits. And so Allah Ta'ala, he can bring food, whoever he wants to spread it. But it's not compulsory, it has to be like that. It's not compulsory, it doesn't have to be. Allah Ta'ala, whoever he wants, wherever he wants, with whatever planning, whatever circumstances he lays down, subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala, it's not necessary he'll spread the deen from a big masjid. Allah can spread the deen from a small masjid. Small khanqah in a mud hut, and the deen can spread from there. It's the ikhlas. This is the ijtama, my brothers. This is why there's the ijtama. Mujaddad al-Afthani, rahmatullahi, Allah Ta'ala created him in the world. Where did he come? What did he do? What was his maqam? His status. One great event, incident of Hazrat Mujaddad. Can anyone dare to speak like this? A prayer from Allah's friend who Allah Ta'ala selects, that you can speak like this and from you the deen will spread. So whenever he spoke, mashallah, the king at that time, he made people do innovation actions and bow to him and prostrate to him. Bid'at takes to kufr. It was kufr at that time. The king, he would insist that people prostrate to him. So he called Mujaddad. When he heard that there's a Mujaddad, and he said that I swear I will not prostrate to you. Jahangir was the king at that time, because he was the son of Akbar. He said, how dare you, you can't prostrate in front of me? Call him here now, bring him forth. How dare he say he's not going to prostrate? So he made a court, and he called Mujaddad, Mujaddad al-Aftani, and the king called him, instructed him. He said, I heard that you won't prostrate to me, you don't bow in front of me. He said, I only know one action, only in front of Allah will I bow and prostrate. Subhanallah. He said, you dare to speak to me like this? He was shocked. The king of the land, he knew that he had a high status. He said, okay, what you do, just bow your neck. He said, oh, this neck will never bow, it will only bow in front of Allah. He said, okay, just bop your forehead forward. He said, no way. And he was young. He said, that bring his head down by force. Yeah, I don't want that I kill him, because he's a big scholar. He's got a big status. I want to give him full chance opportunity. Go and grab his head and just push it forward a little bit, and I'll release him. Four or five men with power energy, they came and they wanted to push his neck forward. But Mujaddad's neck, how can it even move forward a few degrees in that angle? Because Allah selected him. If a person was to give up Peer Sahib, Hazrat Sahib, yes, that if they were made themselves, then forget about imprisonment, they would shake and tremble. But the person who is selected by Allah, then even the cell at the jail becomes the khanqa. And that's the biggest sign of the wali Allah. Sohbat, to persevere in whose path? Allah Ta'ala's path, to persevere through the difficulties and the hardships, the selection of Allah. He is the wali Allah, because it's from Allah, Allah's wilayat. Yes, but when you put the stamp on your own name with the titles, but when Allah gives the stamp of approval, wallahi, that person's elevated after the hardships, and he's elevated many stages. One masjid closes, doesn't matter, I swear by Allah, the whole city's opened up for that sheikh, for that wali. Nobody can stop and prevent the deen of Allah. Can anyone stop the deen of Allah spreading? That was spreading? Can you see the ijtama now and feel it? Yes, can you see it more than before? We'll feed you afterwards. Well, don't worry, no problem. We'll feed you afterwards. Well. But see, do you feel ijtama now? Can you hear it? Or do you understand the maqsad, the objective? Our understanding has changed, that we have gathered here to be grateful to Allah. Those mashayikh who showed us the deen, we are gathered for that purpose, so that we can repay the favor. We don't need numbers and quantity. Allah's rahmah has come. The same reward you will return with, alhamdulillah. Same fares and blessings and mercies of the sheikhs of the Naqshbandi sisters that will come to you in maraqabah and dhikr. Same fares. So, back to the example. He said, is it Mujaddad? He said, okay, I give him the last chance now. He said, okay, do this then. Give him a last chance. If he's not listening, I want his head to bow in front of me. So somebody from one of his courtiers, one of his ministers, they gave some mashwara. The king, what you do is, let's fabricate something lower than his height. We'll fabricate something or make something, a window. We'll tell him to enter through that window, because it's lower than him in height. He'll have to bow his head down. He said, yeah, that's a good method. Take him out from here and tell him to come back in my court from this door or this window. So he was selected by Allah, the Mujaddad. And when he was told, come, then first he put his feet and his legs through, then he put his head through and he came. But he didn't bow his head. Subhanallah. He said, they put him into the jail in Gwala. This is a severe jail, as I said, that the jail becomes a khanka. From there, 10,000 people became bay'ah at his hands. 10,000 in the jail. And they said, Hazrat, the whole nation was ready, prepared this. Give us ijazah. Within days, we will cut the neck and bring it in front of you, and the taj will be in your head. Listen to the reply of Mujaddad. He said, I don't cut the necks. I haven't come to cut the necks. I haven't come to wear the crown. I've come to purify his heart. Subhanallah. Because when the king is reformed, then the whole country will be reformed. The people will be reformed. And the same happened. Same Jahangir, that he presented himself to the company. Rahmatullah alayhi. He's from our sheikhs. Mujaddad al-Aftani Ramdai is Khalifa. He became Hazrat Garami Qadr, especially Hazrat Sahab would go to his qabr, his grave, and do maraqabah. Most definitely, how great will that maraqabah of my sheikh be when he went to Hazrat Jangi's grave? And I present myself and did maraqba. Imagine the anwarat, the fares and the blessings. Hazrat Mujaddad al-Huthani, he was his khalifa. The same Jahangir, his heart changed and flipped. And his feelings, then adab came to him and manners and comportment. Because the first lesson is adab. And how much adab did Allah give to him? That when he would come to Sarhan Sharif to meet Sheikh Ahmad Farooq Sarhandi, few miles away, the king would stop his convoy, get off his horse, take off his shoes, and barefoot he would walk to his sheikh. Subhanallah. That I haven't come as a king, I've come as your murid. Subhanallah. Mujaddad, what did he say? Oh king. He said, king, that tell me now, has your life not improved? That when the person remembers Allah's name, that when Allah will ask, what have you brought to me? I'll say, Allah, I've got nothing. I brought this darvish, Jahangir with me, who has reformed himself. These are the beautiful and strange paths of tasawwuf. The great effects. So such ikhlas, sincerity, Allah's sunnah ilahi is such that Allah says, what happens? Whenever there's darkness, the color change, the effects change, that generation change, reform from Hindustan, all the great sheikhs came after deen spread. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's how He spreads His deen, via the people, not through numbers. Another point I'll tell you, Imam Mahdi, Mahdi al-Islam, will he be a prophet? Mahdi al-Islam, will he be a prophet? No. He also is a wali Allah. Mahdi al-Islam, he also will be a wali of Allah, Shaykh. Same way like Mujaddad, rahmatullah, has a Mujaddad al-Afthani, he'll revive the deen, he'll be like him. What will happen to him? He will be in Medina, normal person, he'll live in Medina, and he'll have taqwa, his adab, his ibadat is such that every man respects him. But who knows that he's Mahdi al-Islam, who he is? Normal human being he is. But he will be people that will love him, they will be in awe of him, just like people do with the walis of Allah. People will respect him, they're going to ask him masail, they'll ask him to do du'as, because he's an inhabitant of Medina. And for example, go, he's pious man, let's go and ask him to do du'as. Maybe thousands of people will have asked for du'a to be done. Yes, sir, this is his history. This is his history. He won't be a prophet. So what will happen then? Conditions will arise in that generation, the king of that time. Within that time, there'll be fighting, quarreling, difference of opinion. The battle will start, the clash will start. And then when the clashes will increase and when the circumstances become hard, just listen to what I'm saying and compare to today's generation, which is mentioned in the kitabs. Such a time will come, then Mahdi al-Islam will come, there'll be a king, he will pass away. After him passing away, then there'll be fighting, quarreling amongst the princes. And such a big fitna will arise in the country that murder and quarreling and fighting and disputes will spread. People that will go to him, that Hazrat, you are pious, you are a good man, and whatever you say, you are listened to. You go and bring yourself forward so you can be just, so that the killing and the quarreling and the murder can stop. Mahdi al-Islam, he said, I can't, he'll make excuses. After detaching himself, he'll go to Makkah, and there he will hide, and people will be looking for him. How do we stop this murdering, quartering dispute? They'll find him, seek him. They'll reach to Makkah Sharif, and then they'll force him that please, they'll force him that take our bayah in Makkah. They will force him to accept their bayah. And in one night, Allah Ta'ala, over one night, it will be one night in which Mahdi al-Islam, he'll become. Allah will inspire him overnight. Allah will open his heart and instill all the anwarat, the nur, the power, the energy through which he has to spread the sharia, the deen. Objective is the same as Mujaddad al-Afthani. Same. Imam Hussain rahmatullah radiyallahu anhu, did he go to where he went so that his neck could be cut or to get a title or to become the leader? No, he went to revive the deen, to revive the sharia, to revive the sunnah. He strived and his life went. So that's the same maqam. So he didn't come, Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu anhu, that pray to me or prostrate to me. No wali wala comes for this reason. But what happens automatically, the adab for the wali Allah becomes like this. The same adab the Sahaba Karam gave to the Prophet ﷺ, the same adab comes to the wali Allah from his students. No wali wala. And that wali who revives the sunnah, who spreads the sunnah, who has two tools. In one hand is the Quran, in the other hand is sunnah of Rasulullah. He has no third tool. He doesn't know how to earn money, or how to advertise, or how to tell people to worship him or to submit to him. Nothing else. Quran and sunnah. Whether it's Mujaddad al-Thani or Mahdi al-Islam. And Mahdi al-Islam will do the same. When people become bayah with him, then Allah Ta'ala overnight will make him Mahdi al-Islam. Allah will give Mu the qualities, the strength, the energy, the tools. He'll become the Mujaddad of his time. Not Nabi, Mujaddad of his time. The reviver of the deen of his time. My brothers, all of these things will happen with the plan of Allah. Allah's deen is to spread. How can it be that the imam is not in the world, beards are not in the world, parda is not in the world, Allah's deen is not in the world? How can there be a generation with this? No, when darkness comes, then only one result occurs. Either Allah Ta'ala's adab wipes away the people from death, or the second action occurs, that Allah Ta'ala then sends his wali to revive the deen and revive the qawm and the people. Subhanallah. And the person who takes his hand and follows him, that guide, and then the springs come. There are restrictions, hurdles, obstacles. This path, remember this? This is the path of ishq and muhabbat and love. There are hurdles and obstacles and hardships. Only successful are those people. The tests will come, the challenges will come. You have to overcome them. He who steps back is the munafiq. Until today, oh, I can only come up to this distance and then I have to go back. No, and then when the struggle starts, they run away. But with Mahdi alayhi salam, Mahdi alayhi salam, Mahdi alayhi salam will come. You think it'll be a game when he comes? It's going to be easy. Subhanallah, only that person will assist him. Alhamdulillah, Mahdi alayhi salam, only that person will stand with him, will have Sharia and Sunnah, the effect in his life. Munafiqeen, how can they succeed with him? No way. No. For that, alhamdulillah, you need the sina, the heart of ikhlas, with sabr, endurance and patience, so that you're willing to give all for the sunnah of Rasul. Man habba sunnati fa man habbani. You'll have understood this. Rasulullah said, no one can tame my nearness who's against my sunnah. Nobody. Rasulullah, if he has pain and difficulty and ashamed in following sunnah, and he touches the Quran, kisses the Quran, and does sajda, nothing at all will be accepted in Islam. Zero. The only person, they will come to end Islam. Mahdi alayhi salam will say, this is not Islam at all. Islam is only one path. Submit to the sunnah of Rasulullah salam, 100%. No shame. Say subhanallah, subhanallah. Do you understand? Do you enjoy this ijtama? This is the message of ijtama. No new message. Same message of Hazrat Hussain radhiyallahu anhu. I don't need no leadership. I want that you, Yazid, follow the sunnah, nothing else. Come on the path of Sharia. Accept halal as halal, haram as haram. Stop the music, singing, musical instruments. Everything should stop. Today, right now, that nafs is present. That desire is present. When Mahdi alayhi salam will come, he will be the mujaddad of his time. And he will spread the deen of Mujaddad al-Afthani, rahmatullah, the same way. Can it be on this earth? Can a person stay alive who turns his face from ittabai Rasulullah sallam? The question doesn't rise. That even the animals eat bread and chickens. So what are we? Are we here for this reason? The biggest measurement gauge for a human being. Quran is that afsal, is that Quran. That deen is afsal. That worship is afsal. That ibadah is afsal, in which you see the color and the effect in the sunnah of Rasulullah. Nothing else can be accepted without sunnah. Without the sunnah, you are seeking guidance and acceptance of the deeds. You think without sunnah, you can say, I am high status, I'm pious, I'm khalifa. First and foremost, doesn't matter. From these same places, Allah Ta'ala says, I send the revivers. Abdul Qadir Jalali, Ramdha, Khwaja Moinuddin Chishti, Ramdhulalay, Hazrat Surwardi, Shahabuddin Surwardi, Hazrat Bahuddin Naqshband. Allah says, I have no need for titles. That the effect of the Naqshbandi, the Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq's color is visible. Two things Rasulullah left. Two rivers flow. Two colors, two effects. What are they? Two effects, two dalil if you have nisbat with Abu Bakr Siddiq. One is of ishq and one is ittiba. One is of love, one is obedience and following. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq said, Ya Rasulullah, it's you, I want to continue to see your blessed face. I want my wealth and I spend it on you. And I want it's my daughter and I wed her in your hands, in your nikah. Subhanallah, Jibreel Islam was amazed, surprised that it's your libas for the sake of his Nabi. And subhanAllah, even Jibreel alayhi salam descends, Ya Rasulullah, that today Siddiq has worn this libas. In the heavens, all the angels are wrapped with that same blanket imitating Siddiq Akbar. So this is Silsilah Naqshbandiyah. You get the ishq, the love, and you get the ittiba, the obedience to the sunnah. That's why Naqshbandi, true shaykh and student, the true Naqshbandi student with the right niyyah and sincerity, he will love 100% following ittiba, obedience to the Prophet. He will never feel ashamed, never step back. Never will he feel down and low and under pressure. No, subhanAllah. Say subhanAllah. So my brothers, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah, with Allah's fadl, the emotions are here. Everything will be fine. This is a serious gathering, the ijtama. Don't waste time. The time's about to come. The time's about to look around, what's happening? That could anyone imagine that this would be the hal of our salah? That oh, take this and this. Could you ever imagine that we'll have to have distances between us? We have to use something to clean our hands. And could you think tomorrow the masjid will be closed today? Tomorrow, then what will we do? Yes? Then will we come in by force? No! Min sha'i Allah, Allah says, I want to close the masjids. Decision of Allah that I want to close my house. Decision of Allah that I want to close these gatherings. Allah says that we should respect that. If you come in by force, no. Do tawbah, istighfar, Allah radha. We are pleased with what you have ordained. We'll do tawbah and istighfar. And Allah says, I'll tell you where to do my ibadah. If you my true servants, then go wherever you want. I say, do my ibadah and sajda, and I'll give you the thawab. But if you try by force, then Allah says, I'll wipe away those necks. Say subhanallah. When such conditions arise, my friends, then don't be staunch and stubborn in front of Allah and question and challenge. Hide yourself away. Accept Sharia. Then what do we do, Kunisha? Should we come or should we not come? Should we do this action or not do this action? Obey the Sharia and the Sunnah. Don't try to be brave when you're not meant to be brave, when Allah doesn't want. Why are you trying to be brave in front of Allah? Allah spread such an illness, a sickness, then Allah says that there's another now, what is it? Another version of the disease that's come. The niqab that is worn. That Allah says that from this wearing niqab, will the disease go? What's the reason? Why do they cover their faces? And why don't people respect this? Oh, we're brave. I don't need to wear a face mask. You are stubborn in front of Allah? No. Allah says, use the means and the tools. Sharia gives hukam. Allah says, when I give adab, then you have to protect yourself. When I send adab and disease, then I give you the precautionary measures and the tools, and you should use them. But don't say, oh, I will wear these and then I won't get sick. No, wear these things. Follow these precautionary measures and protection measures, and then have tawakkal Allah. And rely on Allah. So Allah says that when the disease comes, follow the protection measures fully. Follow the guidance and follow the sunnah of Rasulullah as well. At that time, Rasulullah had precaution. There was a person, individual, and he. There's a hadith, for example, and he came, and he had a disease, a severe disease. He came to take bayah. Rasulullah said that I won't put my hand on your hand and give you bayah. Sit at a distance. I will give you by verbally bayah. And from a distance, Rasulullah gave him bayah. Subhanallah. Who is telling us this? The Sharia of Rasulullah is telling us this. That don't shake the hands. Why? Maybe the disease will spread with this. Yes? Be careful. Be cautious. Maybe the sickness will spread. But don't have this near that the social distancing measures will save you. Who will save you? Allah, the Rabb will save you. Don't feel in your heart. Those people say, only by doing this we can be saved. Allah can save us. No. Don't be staunch in front of Sharia. Whatever law comes from Sharia Sunnah, use the protection measures, use the precautionary measures, social distance measures, and that, then this will reduce the chances. Allah Ta'ala is the one who stops the disease. Allah Ta'ala is the one who saves you. But the Sharia orders that follow these guidance measures. And we have to follow the Sharia in this case. Anyway, I'm not a mufti, I'm not giving you fatwas. The respected scholars have guided us, do this, do this, do this. So whatever the respectful scholars tell us and advise us, that don't do this much, do this, whatever fatwas have been given from the respected scholars, then it's lazim, essential for us to follow those fatwas. Yes, to follow those fatwas is lazim for us. And if we are brave and come out and we go against them, then don't be brave in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Am I right or am I wrong? This is the right point. So who knows that Allah Ta'ala would send us such a disease or illness? Another variant would come and spread. Is this normal circumstances we're living in? Normal times? Tell me. And today this hadith of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that such a time will come that every day after that will be worse. Bad. You'll wake up in the morning, you'll hear a new bad piece of news. You wake up in the morning, a new quantity of the disease. You wake up in the morning, a new direction of the disease. Is this not the case? This is the case. So at this moment in time, should we just stand up staunch and say, the Rasulullah told us this maqam, at this station, at this phase, when there's fasad in the world, disorder, injustice, the Holy Prophet, Sharia and Sunnah, it ends. then not that this country, that country, this country. Today, if you put the glasses on, look in the mirror of the world and look around the world, everyone is in the same situation. Totally in the same plane, level field. Everyone, you'll see the disease is spread all around the world. No country of the world can you see that is pure from this disease. No country in the face of the world, on the globe. So when these conditions spread around the world, the time's close, then the signs of Qiyamah are close. When you see these signs, then that will is the time when the Mujahid will come. But it won't be the condition. The situation, how people are sat down, Allah Ta'ala removes them, Corona, he's gone. Within seconds a person can, his tide can turn. No thing can save, no he, no she, no he. No, the Sharia gives hukam and implement the hukam, the order. That's it. Who can dare to save us? Who? If Allah Ta'ala can spread such germs, bacteria and virus, we don't understand what it is, then what will save us from this? Who can save us? This is the hukum of Sharia. In these circumstances, do this. Lazim. Muftis and respected scholars of this time, they have instructed us, guide us, do this. This protection measures, pray Salah like this. This is the distancing measures, follow these rules. Go to the mosque like this, leave like this. Listen to those laws and rules clearly. And that is implementing your iman in that day and age. Am I right or am I wrong, my brothers? Yes, you cannot make laws of your own and feelings of your own and dalil. Thawab, we cannot create that ourselves. I've told you clearly. The who gives the thawab? Who gives the reward? Does the masjid give reward? Allah gives the reward. If Allah says, sit at home and pray Jummah at home, and do the actions at home, then can you not get the thawab, the same thawab? When you get the total thawab, wallahi, you'll get the same thawab at home that Allah gives in the masjid. That for example, if there are only few brothers sat in ijtama, are we not getting the thawab? All the words I've explained to you, we get the same if not more thawab. Yes, so Allah says, I go according to the niyyah of my servant, according to the niyyah of the human being. So brothers, alhamdulillah, today this ijtama we are here. Tomorrow we don't know what is the circumstances going to be, but deen will not stop. Subhanallah. Allah Ta'ala's dawah cannot stop. Allah's message will not stop. The direction can change. The strategy can change, but the dawah will continue. The method can change, but the dawah will continue. Today, outwardly, the ijtima doesn't look the same, but it's the same effect, the same time of the year. And I remember this. Some people, subhanAllah, mashallah, they achieve good. Some brothers even sent me flowers. The ijtima, the subhanAllah, how do they feel? How did these flowers come? How do they know it's the ijtima day? SubhanAllah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in their hearts, Allah Ta'ala instills that feeling. Imagine this. Their hearts, their qulub, Allah Ta'ala recognizes. They recognize the fragrance. Did you know there was ijtima today? So how did they realize? And they sent the flowers that today is ijtima. That same, subhanAllah, the feeling that day, that maybe it's in December, they thought the ijtima before. And even myself, I didn't know. Remember, because Allah Ta'ala, from Allah, the same illumination, the same deen, the same reviving, more malaika than before. More angels than before. And Allah is more proud in the heavens with the angels that these people, my servants are doing the ijtima again. And mashallah, the mashayikh, they are happy as a mujaddad, Al-Aftani, Hazim, Bawuddin, Uqshmandam. All of them are replying that our jama'ah is set. They're grateful that their deen has come to these people, that their hearts are purified. My words, they are simple and humble. Maybe you like them or you don't, but this is reality that I'm sharing with you. I'm sharing the reality. This is the reality. May Allah Ta'ala unravel and open our hearts. Everything what I'm telling you is a fact. So come, let's do the dhikr of Allah, inshallah. And let's remember Allah. And especially today, in today's dhikr, as I said, especially with Allah's mercy, grace and blessings, our mashayikh, special fuyuz, blessings and barakat of our pious elders will be in this gathering. Recite the ruchay.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المرسلين شفيع المسلمين طه وياسين الحبيب الأمين اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد النبي الأمي أزواج الله المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك تسليم الله اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسلمنا عزلنا وجدنا ختمنا ولنا كل ذلكتنا اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسرفت وما لم تسرف تعالى انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. يا رحم الرحيم رحم في الله، يا الله رحم في الله، يا كريم ترحم في الله، كريم الله يا كريم. يا الله ان حالات میں ہم کو مسجد میں بیٹھے ہاتھ پھیلائے ہوئے میرے مولا، چاہے ایک فتنہ پیدا ہو چکا ہے، بیماری پھیل چکی ہے، ہمیں مولا کل کے حالات کا ہمیں معلوم نہیں کیا ہم نے مولا. یا اللہ اپنا کرم فرما دے، رحم فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ اپنے عذابوں کو دور فرما دے میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو کرم فرما، یا اللہ، یا اللہ امت کا سوچتا ہوں، یا کریم اس قابل کر دے کہ میرے مولا تجھے راضی کر سکیں. یا اللہ ایسی دعائیں ہمیں نصیب فرما دے کہ میرے مولا تو راضی ہو جائے کریم. یا اللہ تیری ایک دروازہ رحمت کا ہمیشہ کھلا رہتا ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو رحمت کے صدقے سے میرے مولا تو ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. یا اللہ گناہوں میں ڈوبے ہیں میرے مولا تو فرما فرما. یا اللہ ہمارے خوف ختم ہو چکے ہیں میرے کریم، ہمارے دلوں سے دنیا زائل نہیں کیا کریم. جس قدر میرے عذاب اترتے ہیں اسی قدر دنیا سے محبتیں بھرتی ہیں میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے دلوں کو نرم کر دیا کریم، ہمارے وجودوں کو نرم کر دیا. یا اللہ اپنی ذات شات کی طرف رجوع فرما دیا کریم. یا اللہ جو ہم سے دانشتہ غیر دانشتہ جان بوجھ میں بچپن چھپانے جب غلطی میں میرے مولا تو ہمیں معاف فرما دیا. یا اللہ ہماری موت آسان فرما دیا، رضا کا وقت آسان فرما دیا. یا اللہ ایمان والی موت نصیب فرما. یا کریم ایمان والی موت نصیب فرما، مومن والی موت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ کل کسی کو کچھ پتہ نہیں کس موت میں کس حالت میں اس دنیا سے جائے. یا کریم یا اللہ حالات بہت بدل چکے ہیں. یا اللہ سب تیرا حکم ہے، تیرے قانون ہے میرے مولا، تیری منشا ہے. یا کریم یا کریم یا کریم بس تیری ایک حفاظت ہے. یا اللہ تو ہی حافظ ہے میرے مولا. یا اللہ تو ہماری حفاظت فرما، ہماری اولادوں کی حفاظت فرما، ان کی اولادوں کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ پوری امت کی حفاظت فرما. یا اللہ اپنی مزتوں کو ہمارے لیے بند نہ فرما. یا کریم یا کریم اپنے اس در کو بند نہ فرما. یا کریم یا اللہ ہمارے سجدہ گاہوں کو آباد فرما دے. یا کریم ہماری مسجدوں کو آباد فرما دے. یا کریم یا اللہ رمضان قریب، یا کریم رونق عطا فرما دے. یا اللہ ہماری نالائکیوں سے، ہمارے گناہوں سے، ہمارے جرموں سے میرے مولا تو معاف فرما. یا اللہ تو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ اس کی رات بہت بابرکت رات ہے. یا اللہ آج کا اجتماع بہت بابرکت ہے میرے مولا. اس اجتماع کے صدقے سے میرے مولا حاضرین ہیں جو ان کے بھی گناہ معاف فرما، جو جہاں جہاں شامل ہوئے ان کے بھی گناہ معاف فرما. یا اللہ اس ان کی برکتوں سے تمام امت کے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں توبہ و نصوح نصیب فرما دے. یا اللہ یا اللہ تو اپنا کرم فرما دے. یا اللہ ہمیں موت کا خوف عطا فرما، قبر کے عذابوں کا خوف عطا فرما، آخرت کا خوف عطا فرما، تیرے سامنے کھڑے ہوں اس کا خوف عطا فرما. اے میرے مولا تو رحم فرما، کرم فرما، فضل فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ آنے والا دن ہمارے خرید کا، عافیت کا، سلامتی کا دن بنا دے. یا کریم کسی بھی آزمائش میں ہمیں نہ ڈالنا. یا اللہ جب تم لوگوں کو آزمائش میں ڈالے اس سے پہلے تم اس دنیا سے اٹھا لے میرے مولا. یا کریم تو اپنا فضل فرما، ہم بہت کمزور ہیں، ایمان کے لحاظ سے کمزور ہیں یا اللہ، تکلیف برداشت نہیں کر سکتے. یا کریم یا اللہ تو ہمیں ایمان کی حالت سے اٹھا لے میرے مولا. یا کریم تو ہماری دعاؤں کو نبی کے پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے اہل بیت کے صدقے سے، اولیاء کرام کے واسطے سے میرے مولا تو ہماری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما. ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ ان کے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما، ان کے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما، تمام ہمارے رشتے داروں کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ تمام امت کی بخشش فرما. یا اللہ جن کو کوئی بخشنے والا نہیں ان کی بخشش فرما. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے ہمیں بار بار اپنے ذکر کی توفیق نصیب فرما، مسجد میں آنا نصیب فرما. یا اللہ قرآن کی تلاوت نصیب فرما. یا رات دن تیرا ذکر، تیری تلاوت اور عبادات میں گزارنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا کریم تو اپنے فضل و کرم سے تو ہماری تمام دعاؤں کو قبول فرما لے. یا اللہ ہمارے بیٹھنے کو قبول فرما لے، ہمارے آنے کو قبول فرما میرے مولا، ہماری نیتوں کو صحیح فرما دے. یا کریم وصلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینۃ فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون وسلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین.